And we are back with another week of the podcast. You left us, Nathan, you left us with some cliffhangers at the end of, last week's episode.
Our fingers probably hurt, or their fingers, rather.
Their earbuds.
Their tips, man.
What?
The fingertips.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, before we get into that, play the intro music. Well, you know, I'll play it.
Intro music.
Let's talk about that new app that you slightly mentioned on last week's episode.
So there's a new app that I invented that is just for, it's for taking pictures of your moles and seeing if they have, you know, melanoma or whatever. It's actually pretty helpful.
Yeah.
So you just keep monitoring the moles and then people can share moles back and forth.
You get a thing called like a mole pal. And so you and your mole pals examine each other's moles to make sure there's no irregularities or color changes or...
And then, like, if you have a mole streak, which is almost like a Snapchat streak.
Yeah.
But it's actually called the holy moly.
Yes.
And
the holy moly.
If you get 100...
That's when you get 100 moles. You send them a stuffed mole, right?
Yeah, we send them a stuffed mole, and then at 1,000... They actually get a live animal, which took a lot of work to do. You know, there's a lot of safety guidelines or whatever.
Yeah.
People have allergies. So we went through all that, and we actually raised these pet-friendly moles.
Pet-friendly moles.
And the name of the real app...
is called Moly Shit.
No. No, we just made that up. If you couldn't tell, if someone's getting excited about this mole thing, I'm sorry. I assume it'd be helpful.
And if you turned off the podcast because you heard the mole thing, just turn it back on.
Well, they can't hear you, man. They're looking for Moly on their phone. They had to turn off the podcast.
Moly shit.
They're in the app store right now.
No. So there's a new app coming out. And actually, I think it would be out at this point.
I hope.
Yeah.
Because they said 1 in 2 days. It's supposed to be like 16.
There's a new app coming out called Photo. And if you haven't heard of it, go check it out in the App Store. But if you follow me on any of my social medias, you probably have already heard of it because I will more than likely have been promoting it at this point. But what Photo is, it's like similar to Instagram, I would say, as far as photo sharing. But like, there's different hashtag challenges, and they kind of take the community aspect. Nathan, you're starting a fire.
Keep going.
There's a fire in your candle.
Yeah, I know. I'm just seeing what happens.
You're gonna make me inhale plastic.
Ew, I thought you puked.
No, there's a cool community aspect of it with like different hashtag challenges and things. So definitely check out Photo. It's an app that I'm on and currently using, and it's awesome. What do you think about it?
Photo, I love it, man.
Do you?
Well, I'm sure I will. I love taking pictures. Actually, it's kind of a little, like, more than a hobby of both of ours.
Yeah.
You do it, actually, for a living.
I guess.
You do.
Yeah, I know I do.
It's part of Nick's job. And
I want to take pictures of people.
I did it at one point. Yeah, Nick would love to do, you know, just for a bikini wax place or anything.
Photograph the inventory.
That's a joke.
Is it?
But we both like taking... I'm trying to... Trying to save your butt, dude.
Dude, save my butt.
Save that waxed butt.
Continue.
I don't remember now.
Yeah, Photo's great.
Photo, I honestly would like that. I love taking pictures and stuff. Every time we traveled, that was my number one.
It's out. It's out now.
Oh, it is out.
Yeah.
It's out. I love it so far.
It's so far.
Dude, we're doing this in the past, so it's really tripping me out. Because I don't know what happened. What happened in these 2 weeks? Let's do a little prediction of our
what
lives.
What happened over these past 2 weeks?
I went to Delaware.
You went to Delaware.
Got really sunburned.
You tried skydiving again, and your first parachute didn't work.
Dude.
So you had to use your emergency chute.
Because of the podcast
guys? The podcast gods.
They wanted us to have a story to tell.
Please don't go skydiving again.
I am.
Are you?
I was planning on it.
No, you're not.
I really am.
Nathan.
I'm trying to get Jesse to go, too.
This is really scary.
Well, at this point, I would have already went.
Oh,
this
yeah.
may be the last podcast. Oh. I mean, anyone could be the last podcast if you think pretty, like, pessimistically.
No, I'd continue it with Tony. Would you be mad if I continued the podcast with Tony?
No, I like him. He's a nice guy.
It smells like burnt paper down here.
Yeah, it's my fault. I burnt paper down here.
So, yeah. Dude. I wanted to thank you
For?
For earlier.
Oh.
For buying me ice cream.
I did. Oh, you're going to bring that shit up.
That ruined your mood, didn't it?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah, it ruined my mood. Dude. Nick thought it was awesome.
I did.
You did.
It wasn't awesome. I just couldn't stop laughing. Nathan bought three of us ice cream earlier because we were going around taking pictures. And
yeah, I was being Dad Nathan.
We were like, thanks, Dad, for buying us ice cream. And we get in the car. And, I don't even know how to explain it. Explain it, Nathan. My throat's starting to hurt.
What do you mean, how do we explain it?
Nathan went to take...
We're trying to take pictures. Okay, this is all Nick's fault, and he's trying to elude that.
It's not my fault.
It is, in
a way. It's not.
Okay, listen.
Well, because I made you lick one side?
That's what I'm getting at.
I did not make you lick
one. How do you think physics works?
Oh, my God.
I had a feeling this would happen. Nick says, okay, we're going to take pictures. It was either Nick or Tony that suggested this. So I wanted to start eating it so it wouldn't melt while they were getting their ice cream.
I was licking the bottom of mine.
So they were like, just lick one side so that in the pictures it looked like they're, you know, plump little ice nuggets.
You cannot blame it on that.
And so it was obviously like Jenga.
You had the ice cream for like 45 seconds.
And I start driving with it in one hand. And then, dude... It just fell, and it's kind of a blur at that point.
You went for a
sticky
lick.
Sticky blur.
You went for a lick as you were driving.
Well, you witnessed it. I witnessed it.
You were driving. You were holding it with one hand, and you went for a lick. It toppled over right onto your pants, and you pick it up with your hand and just start eating it with your hand.
Well, what was I going to do at that point?
You're holding two scoops of ice cream in your hand, eating it like a fucking apple.
And it looked like I had just jism on my pants.
Jism?
Yeah. It just looked like just stain.
Yes. And so you're eating this scoop of ice cream like an apple. You take like two bites, it's dripping all over the place, and you just throw it out the window.
I had to wait to throw it out the window because there's a car behind us. I didn't want them to know what had happened because they left for the ice cream place too, I think.
It was literally just dripping all over you.
I know.
And that was the end of the story. But
I mean, kind of. Then I'm sticky, and we had to continue to try to take these pictures somewhere. So I'm like, I'll go to a park. They'll have a water fountain or something. No. They don't. They have porta potties with Purell. So yeah. I just douse myself in Purell, find new cuts in my hands.
It's okay.
Oh, dude.
No,
at least I got to eat some of the cone.
I couldn't stop laughing. I'm sorry.
No, it's fun.
It was funny.
It
for me.
It really took a little, you know, dip in my theory about how you can't be sad in a convertible eating ice cream.
You can.
Because you can.
Yeah, when it falls on you.
When it falls on you.
It's okay. I mean, it happens to the best of us. Not me, but...
It will.
I'm not the best.
One day. So I have to go back into this car right now, tonight, and just back into the stick.
Back into the stick.
The stickiness. Because I'm sure there's some that I found. I tried to clean that up with Purell as well. Because it landed on the seat.
Uh-huh.
It was on the steering wheel because I held ice cream in my hand. The door
handle.
When
you went to throw it out the window, it dripped all over the door.
I'm sure.
Oh, I know it did.
It did?
Yeah, I watched it. I was just wishing I was like filming at that point.
Yeah, why didn't you? Dude. Nick's the one that lectures me about always filming and then he doesn't do it.
Well, I always have my camera with me.
Yeah, but dude, if y'all hit that red button.
I wasn't just going to film you eating ice cream in hopes that it would fall.
Oh, man.
I mean, we could reenact it.
Yeah, fine. We'll reenact it. We have a lot of cool videos planned anyway coming up.
We do.
We can't tell you guys, but we'll post them.
Yeah, make sure you follow me on Photo. You can see my pictures.
Yeah, follow them on there.
No, follow you too.
Oh, follow me on there. The one thing I did want to push, though, or talk about, was the exploding golf ball prank we did on our buddy Tony.
That was great.
My mom bought me this as a Christmas gift.
Your mom bought that?
I thought it was Jesse. It was my mom. And it is an exploding golf ball.
Boom.
So not like fire and, you know,
like dynamite. Yeah, like boom. It's more of like a boom.
Yeah. And all it does is turn into powder, essentially.
It's chalk.
So I was trying to think about all day who to pull this prank on. And I'm with Nick all day, and I can't keep secrets.
So you're like, hey, look at this thing I got.
Look at this. Who should we do it on? And we were going golfing with Curly, Prazer, Tony, Nick, and myself.
Yeah.
And we decided Tony.
Tony's the best option.
So it's the first hole, which I think is the moment to switch the golf balls or convince him to hit mine.
Yeah.
And Nick's photoing all this as I'm videoing.
Yeah.
And no one wants to hit my golf ball.
No. Anyone who comes up to me says, hey, hit my ball. I'm not going to hit it.
And Tony's like, no, I have one that I'm going to waste.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, you should really hit this one. It's like, it's practically fake. Feel it. And he's like, hey, yeah, I guess I'll hit that one away just in case it's bad.
Right.
But before this, when everyone said no, Nick got a picture of me. So sad. Do you remember this?
I think.
He took a picture of me and just defeated.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to hit Clapper's ball.
And then afterwards, I was very happy. Tony hit it. Was not expecting it. He kind of just stared out.
Yeah, he was just like, shit.
Do you think
me.
He knew it was an exploding ball, or do you think he had, like, powerful strength?
He had a pretty genuine reaction as to, yeah, I don't know what he thought.
I had a laugh attack.
Yeah. And then it just exploded into a cloud of poof.
A little poof.
A little poof.
Which is better than what our drive would have been.
A lot of poof.
Yeah. We're not the best golfers.
No. We're absolutely terrible. We're not terrible, but, like...
Yeah, two out of ten.
We're not good.
2 out of 10, I'd say.
At least we're not 0 out of 10.
Get it.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Man. I tell you what. I hope 2 weeks from now, I'm not still sick.
Oh, I know. This is part two of the extension.
Of last week's episode.
Which we've gotten into.
Yeah, so I'm still currently sick.
And it's grossing me out.
I'm trying not to talk on your microphone, but...
Everything he's touching... Oh, he's trying not to talk on it, but he'll cough on it.
I cough this way.
Oh, on my chair.
It's a gross-looking chair.
Dude,
anyway.
It's not.
Anyway, no, you handed me your phone earlier. I'm like, I don't want to touch it. I'm sick. You go, just do it.
Well, after I said that, I went and washed my phone.
Did
with
you?
Glass cleaner. Because you got in my head.
You dick.
That's not being a dick.
You pretended to lick it in front of me.
I did pretend to lick it. Why are you getting into that?
Because you did.
Yeah, but man.
What?
Letting all our secrets on here after the 52nd episode.
There is not secrets.
Okay, let's see.
All right, tell a secret about me.
I'll tell a secret about Nick. One time I walked into his room.
Okay, that's
and
enough.
He didn't know that I was there.
This is about to be some fake-ass story.
And I walk in, and I see him. And he, I don't know if any of you have eaten gushers, but he was taking the gushers, poking little holes in them, squeezing out all the goo into a little pile, and it was like in a plate on his bed. Dude, I'm telling you, like, 15 packs of gushers. I see it, and it's on like a little plate, like a paper plate on his bed, and he still doesn't notice I'm there. I'm just watching this. Like, what is he doing? He takes his running start. He has his shirt off and just belly flops on this gusher pile. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh my gosh.
I can't believe you saw
oh
me
my
like
gosh.
This.
I'm sorry. This is just a game I play. It's called Gusher Puddle.
Gusher Puddle. Can you confirm with the audience that never happened?
I can't confirm.
I don't want people thinking that actually happened.
Well, they...
You know, it wasn't gushers. It was...
What was it?
It was jelly beans.
Jelly beans would hurt, dude. Gusher Puddle.
No,
so
I don't
know. Try that at home.
No, please don't. I wouldn't know, but I don't think it feels good.
Feels a lot like ice cream in your hands.
Yeah.
Probably. Sticky.
Probably. Hey, so... You lost at Jeopardy again.
I did.
Tonight.
I did.
So are you, like, you owe me two, or I get you shots, or how does this work?
Well, we didn't bet on this one anything.
Man.
Two things that Nick bet me today that he won on that he didn't say a thing for.
What?
You didn't say, like, what you were betting.
What was the first thing?
We just tried to see who could keep their hand in the closing convertible top longer. And he got pretty damn close.
We play the weirdest games.
He got pretty close.
I almost snipped off a finger of mine.
Oh, you did.
I know. I knew that obviously I had to wait until you moved yours first. And so I wasn't even watching the roof. I was waiting to see when you moved yours, and then I moved mine right away.
Dude, what if you would have lost
it? So it was either we both hurt our fingers or I win. You know what I mean?
You think that would have really hurt them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you hear that roof when it comes down? It goes, and then like,
yeah.
Yeah, we would have hurt our fingers. We can play again if you want to try again.
No, I'm done with that. I'm really done with that.
I mean, what do I win?
I don't know. We'll have to bet something for the rest of the bets.
Yeah, no, you lost at Jeopardy. Well, I'm glad to have you back from Delaware.
Yeah, it was so fun. I skydove right into the ground.
Oh, my God.
Dude, just Final Fantasy'd myself.
What?
Oh, is that Final Destination?
Yeah.
My bad.
Final Fantasy is a whole different thing.
Yeah, it sounds sticky as well.
No, I was at my little sister, Chloe. I was at her 8th grade graduation.
A while ago?
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago. I had this story in my notes, but we've been ending our podcast so early, I haven't got a chance to.
Very abruptly. Nick,
yeah.
Even though it's allergies or cold, whatever, you look just stoned because your eyes are hardly... It's hard for me to hold these conversations.
I'm trying.
Dude.
I'm doing my best.
I see.
I can't even breathe. All right, so I'm at Chloe's 8th grade graduation.
Yeah.
And, what?
Were there any megaphones?
Megaphones?
There's always megaphones at graduations.
No.
Dude, anyone I've been to is like,
yeah, go Brian! Go Brian!
No.
Brian! No. After the graduation, we went out to dinner, okay?
Yeah.
And we went to a restaurant called 91.
91.
Yes. So, like, all the families, all the kids went to dinner. And, like, all the 8th graders that graduated were in, like, this own little separate section. They were in, like, a little party room or whatever. And we were all in the main restaurant eating. And, you know, Chloe's got all her little friends. And,
you know
how 8th graders do. Yeah, they got friends. Graders. And so...
My glory years.
Yeah. Not me. And so it comes to the point in the night where all the 8th graders are, like, out on the patio hanging out. And we're all inside still. And so I'm getting tired, you know, I got stuff to do at home. So, you know, I tell my family, I'm like, hey, I'm going to head out of here. I'm going to go home. I'm going to, you know, get some work done. And so I leave 91 and I walk past the patio to go to my car. And there's like a group of like 15 eighth grade boys out there.
Were you intimidated?
And, well, I was at first. And then I heard, oh my God, it's Nick Anderson. Like, a bunch of them were like, Nick Anderson, what? And then this one guy's like, wait, can I get a picture with you really quick? And I'm like, wait, really? He goes, yeah. I go, if you really want to, sure. So I'm holding my leftover pizza in a box, and I go over into the patio, and this kid takes a Snapchat selfie with me, and he's all like, like, what's up?
It's usually that age are like the most terrifying kids because they're brutally honest.
They really are.
Hey, what's up with that zit?
Exactly.
<It's> like, whoa.
Yeah, and so he takes a Snapchat selfie with me, and he was like, oh, thanks, man, thanks. And
$5.
And then, yeah, and then you could hear over in the background some other kids like, yeah, he's got like 3 million followers on TikTok. And the other kid's like, shut up. And it was cool. And then so I'm walking to my car, and they're like, bye, Nick. Like, I hope that kid who got the picture with me is
listening to this.
Is actually sincere, and he's not like putting it on a story like, who the fuck is this asshole?
Oh, man. But, couldn't even finish his pizza.
Yeah, so.
You usually do finish your pizza. That whole sentence is pretty rare for you.
It was a whole pizza, and I had buffalo shrimp before that.
Okay, whatever. That reminds me of when I was at this church camp recently.
Yeah.
There was a line of people that wanted autographs and, you know, pictures with us.
Yeah.
We thought it would be like 10 kids, but it was like hundreds.
That's awesome.
So we were taking these and we were signing the CD that none of us had a part of. Just the singer.
Oh.
So we were signing it like we did something.
Like you were the bass player on the CD?
But no, we were just playing this event with him.
Right.
So we were signing it, and the guy next to me, which is the singer's cousin, was signing a mustache over his face on every CD. Just all these kids' CDs. But it was cool to do autographs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've done autographs, but I could never perfect my signature, so...
Oh, so I'm...
It looks like crap.
I didn't even try that. So what I did is, because I'm me...
Yeah?
Got pretty bored with it after a little bit, so I decided to ask someone else if we could swap. Like, I could sign his name, he would sign mine.
Yeah.
So then we did that for a while.
That's awesome.
So that's one way to pass times if you're famous.
Yeah, just swap names.
I would like to go to... This is a video idea that I just thought of just now.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to go to that bookstore by our house.
Uh-huh.
Barnes & Noble, whatever it is.
Barnes & Noble.
And just sit down at like a little table with this a stack of books and just... With a Sharpie. And have like our friends come in.
Yeah.
And be like, dude!
No one told me you were going to be here. My favorite artist.
Do you want to try that?
Not really, but we can.
Oh, I'd love to do that. That's almost as good as my seventh inning stretch yoga video.
You're right. You're right. You know what books you can have stacked next to you?
The cut it off inches thing? Yes. Hopefully at this point we'll have this video done so we can talk about them.
Yeah.
We bought these books. We went to the dollar store.
Looking for video ideas.
And we spent $16.
On 16 things. Who would have thought?
That's awesome.
It was great.
And one of the, well, five of these things?
Five of the things were the same book.
That said...
It was some weight loss book. It said...
Take inches off.
It said, like, cut it off, lose inches, or, yeah, take inches off.
It said, take inches off, and I was like, we can make a great, you know...
Video about this.
Penis joke out of this.
And then I was like, well, you can't just get one of the books. You gotta get, like, all five of them so that, like, you can look around and, like, everyone's reading or something. So we had to get all five of the books.
And Nick pointed out how great of a deal they were.
Oh, my God. It was 95% off. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
It was originally $20, and we got it for a dollar.
For a dollar.
So I don't know what percentage off that is.
It's a lot.
But it's a lot.
And we got these books, and we're going to make a video with them, hopefully by the time this is out. We have a few video ideas. When else are we going to do these videos?
Well, you're leaving for Delaware, so I don't know.
Shoot. What we got to do before I leave? Friday?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only day.
Yeah.
Man, are you one of those last-minute packers?
Yeah, sometimes I'll pack, walking out the door.
Will you?
No, yeah, I go to bed and wake up at 4 a.m., pack, leave at 4:30.
Well, I love...
I hate it,
I love shopping, and I do that. So I'll, like, purposefully be like, eh, I don't have time to pack socks.
I'll go buy some.
I'll buy socks when I'm out.
Yeah.
That's one way to admit that you have a problem, is on a podcast. Okay.
I'm sorry you're putting me to sleep. I don't have any problems. What, am I putting you to sleep now? What are you doing? You're not talking to me. What?
Nothing.
I think...
What does DayQuil do to you? Are you wearing out? Is it wearing off?
What does this mean? Do I look high?
Oh, yeah.
Do I?
Yes. I don't know what that would look like, but from movies I've seen people high, I feel like that's what you look like.
Well... Oh, man. Listen here.
What do you have in those notes? Because every time you look at them, you're like, oh, no. Like, what do you have on there? Like, you only have this long to live. And every time he looks at his note, like, someone, have you ever seen the movie Big Fish?
No.
Dude, it's a great movie.
I've never seen it.
It's fantastic. Anyway, the guy looks into the witch's eye, so he knows how he's going to die.
Yeah.
So every time he's about to die in life, he's like, this isn't how I go. And then he doesn't die.
Does he die by a big fish?
I can't ruin it for you.
I'm never going to watch it. It sounds like terrible.
I hope to God you watch it. It's awesome. I'm just bad at explaining shit.
My throat hurts from talking.
Oh my God.
No. You want to know what's in my notes?
I think it says, like, yeah, like the witch gave you that ability to see, and you just have it in your notes, and you're like, oh, no.
This is all that's in my notes currently.
Oh, that's why you say, oh, no.
Because I don't have any notes?
Because it's empty.
No, I have one note in here, and it's
well,
one...
Well, now you know what it's like to look at my bank account statements.
This is a note that's been in here for probably a month and a half now.
Is it a long story?
No.
What does it say?
How much time we got?
Like, none.
It's not a long story, but it's a story.
All right.
I can't go another week without saying it.
Go.
My note says legally change name in real life.
Do you want to do that?
Well, let me tell you why.
Are you going to spell Anderson?
No, why the fuck would I do that? Hell no. I will never, ever, ever do that.
I'll change my name to Nick Anderson.
I would hate that. So no.
But I'm going to spell it K-N-I-C-K.
So I want to change my name. Shut up. From Nick, legally. And let me tell you why.
Well, tell me why, dude.
Okay, I had to get the context on my phone up
here. I guess so.
So, you know there's a thing with me and trying to get the Instagram name Nick.
Yes, I know that.
You know, I've been trying to purchase at Nick for the longest time on Instagram. And years now. And then the guy sold it out from under me to some other guy who's got a ton of money.
No, he didn't.
No, the first guy I was trying to get it from, and he sold it to the other Nick, who has all the money, so I'm never going to get it now.
Nick, who has all the money.
He has all the money. So, you know, I was scrolling through Instagram, and our friend Nicolina at Q92 does interviews and meet and greets and stuff with, like, artists and bands. And so she was... She had the boy band In Real Life in studio with her. Have you heard of that? In Real Life?
She had a boy band.
Like, no. They're called In Real Life.
Oh.
Okay. So she had them in studio with her. Okay. Yeah. And she posted a picture with all of them and like tagged them all. And I looked and almost all of them have just their first name.
Said one of those is the Nick.
No. I know who the Nick is. They have just their first name as their name on Instagram. There's Chance at Chance, Brady at Brady, Drew at Drew.
Oh, dude.
So.
That's Nick's dream.
My idea is to go through all the Instagram accounts of first names only, see which one is the cheapest.
And change your
and
name.
And change my name to
You're
that.
You're not going
to
do that.
Legally change my name to
dude,
that.
Dude, I would.
I'm gonna, they're going to call me like Arthurney or some shit.
There's an Anthony.
Anthony.
That's in the NBA, like really? Hall of Fame.
You think I can buy that name?
Probably not. Oh, Troy. You're crazy, dude.
You can call me Troy.
I am. Troy and Nathan in the morning.
Troy and Nathan in the morning.
Well, you can follow Nick. I mean, you can follow Troy.
At Nick Anderson.
At Nick Anderson. You can follow Nathan at Nathan Clapper.
Follow me on Photo.
Thank you for getting through 55 weeks with us.
It's been one 55. Week since you looked at me. And
55
you,
weeks is a long pregnancy.
And you skydove into the ground.
And you changed your name.
To Troy and Frinny.
Peace.
Out. This is the end of the podcast.